This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Hard to believe it's been 4 years since the arrival of COVID-19 essentially shut down the U.S. economy. And life has, in many ways, gone back to something like normal. Most people have stopped masking, testing, and keeping up with vaccines. And crowded indoor events are the norm again. But recent data from KFF shows that nearly 1,000 people are still dying from the virus every week in the U.S., and an estimated 18 million are living with long COVID. For those who are still actively trying to avoid getting sick, it's become more difficult and expensive, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
About a month after Forrest McDonald got COVID, they developed such intense fatigue that they couldn't even walk a block without needing to lie down.
And then it turned into chest pain and heart palpitations. And then it settled with kind of a constant shortness of breath.
2 years later, at 34, McDonald is still living with long COVID and actively trying to avoid getting sick again. Living in New York City and working as a music teacher, that's tough and expensive.
I invested in an e-bike so I can get to my lessons.
And avoid the subway. They've also spent a lot on air purifiers and good masks, as well as on nasal sprays, eye drops, and mouthwash that at least some research shows might help to protect against COVID. Maybe.
I don't know if they're even working, but it just is partly like peace of mind and one extra thing I can do when I feel like I don't have a lot of control.
A lot of people are doing this, trying to keep up with the latest medical and scientific research, sharing studies on social media, and buying any products that show promise.
Many people are searching for solutions individually because the government isn't doing enough to address the long-term impact of COVID.
Lucky Tran at Columbia University says he understands, but
for a lot of these tools like nasal sprays, the evidence is mixed on how effective they are. So we really need governments to invest in solutions.
Both new solutions and tools we already know work, says Akiko Iwasaki, a professor of immunobiology at the Yale School of Medicine.
For example, the air filtration is something that can be implemented in buildings and hospitals and schools. And there are many other measures like UV light that may be implemented in buildings to try to prevent transmission.
She says investing in prevention yields clear returns.
Companies would benefit economically by making the buildings safer for their own workers, right? That way there are less sick days and people are more productive and just better for their health.
So far, though, Iwasaki says there has not been widespread investment in improving indoor air quality to reduce the spread of COVID.
It shouldn't be up to the individual to have to spend their own money and trying to do this.
But right now, that's the reality. David Kronig lives in New Jersey. He's 40, and he has primary immunodeficiency, which makes him high risk. So he spends a lot of money on N95 masks, HEPA filters, and high-quality at-home tests. And still,
I have avoided it by basically giving up going anywhere.
He operates like most people did in 2020. He'll only go indoors if he has to the doctor or the grocery store. He avoids public transportation.
And I've worked remotely since 2020.
At first, that wasn't an issue. Kronig is a voting rights and nonprofit attorney, and his last employer in Wisconsin was happy to accommodate. But when he left that job last year and started looking for a new one, needing to be fully remote slowed down his search.
There are some jobs that I simply chose not to apply to because they seemed like they would require in-person work.
And there was one where it seemed like he was about to get an offer until he was told at the end of the process that the job required travel.
Had I not needed to protect my health, I'm fairly confident that I would have had that job in November. So literally, I would have been working for 4 months that I then continued to have to search for a job.
Kronig did finally land a remote job that he just started this month. In Brooklyn, COVID is also affecting Forrest McDonald's career.
I decided to go back to school to become a mental health counselor because I want to be able to work virtually and have lower exposure.
McDonald also worries that if their long COVID gets worse and they couldn't keep teaching, they'd be stuck without income. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.